For you that are a guest with us today, I make no apology as far as what you're going to hear today. I only make a little explanation. The fact is that once a year, we share how God has worked through each of you over the past year and how God has engineered all of those things. It has been 15 years since we have shared about what those flags mean and how that God has worked through you. I think it's pretty amazing to think that a church in a little town of Milton could impact the world in the last 20 years with $9 million and making a significant impact. Seen several thousand people come to Christ in different countries and places around the world as a result of that have been pretty staggering as well. And so I hope that you're encouraged to see the impact that is happening through you. It's not only happening around the world, but it's happening locally also. And so some great things that God has done through each one of you in your giving and in your service, in the ways that you have service. I share with you the report today. The question is often asked, if your church no longer exists, would anyone in your community notice? We know that that's not the case for every church. We know that there are many who disappear and have not had that kind of impact. But let me say this. I respond with a resounding yes for what has been able to take place. Let me take this opportunity to explain to you why I'm so confident of my response. Because of you, we've been able to reach more people with the presence of Jesus than ever before. Because of you, we have served both our community and our fellowship in tangible ways that are making a difference. Because of you and our bridge-building ministries, we have had more than 20,000 people, individual people, who've been on our campus during the past year. Does that seem incredible? Yes. Yeah, we praise God for those opportunities. You think when Milton's population is about 7,000, and so you think how far-reaching God has used the ministries that are here. This could have never taken place without the hands and feet of hundreds of volunteers serving in a host of ways. Let me say, every number that I share with you has a name, and every name has a story, and every story matters to God. Many of our ministries are bridge-building ministries. They're opportunities to our world. Bridge-building may open the door for someone to want to know more about Jesus. Bridge-building may be those opportunities of serving our community, and we may never know the significance of the impact. I share with you one story I remember that I think especially I thought was pretty awesome. There's a woman from our congregation who works in a hospital. She's a nurse. And she shared with a fellow nurse, I would like to kind of invite you to something that's at my church. And she said, her response, the lady's response was, well, I'm Muslim and we don't go to Christian churches. And she said, oh, okay. A short time later, the same lady came back to this nurse and said, hey, I found a place where our kids could play and we could have coffee. She said, oh, where is that? Well, it's a place over in Milton. Oh, that's my church. Many people come through our doors and don't realize that we are a church or who we are. But God ultimately uses those to have an impact. And that's why we call those bridge-building opportunities. Bridge-building may see direct results and get the opportunity to disciple. Those bridge-building ministries at Christ Wesleyan, the Well Ministries, Meadowbrook Christian School, Christ Wesleyan Theater Productions, Spanish ministry, food pantry, children's ministry, youth ministry, outreach events, our website and social media platforms, concerts, marriage ministry, and missions that are offered locally, nationally, and internationally. These are all support ministries that assist in equipping us to excellently fulfill this mission. Those teams would be our facilities teams, the IT teams, media art team, finance team, and a number of others who support all of those at bridge building ministries. We are blessed to have over 125 part-time and full-time members within three major areas of Christ Wesleyan's ministry: direct church ministries, Meadowbrook, and The Well. Each of these teams help us to gather, grow, give, and go. I like to think of this team as difference makers that are making a difference in the lives of people in a variety of ways. We don't always know the significance of our investment, but for those that we do, we know we're making a difference. I like the quote that says, "Every number has a name, every name has a story, and every story matters to God." With that in mind, let me share some of those numbers that might assist us in identifying how that difference is happening. I felt it might be helpful to see some of the ways we are reaching the whole person through our ministry in the past year. Because of you, we donated $47,437 to disaster relief and 5.5 truckloads of water to Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico. We donated water, that clean water in Sierra Leone, and the amount raised was $40,392. Amazing. Our Well Coffee House has collected in donations $11,000. We don't collect tips there, we collect donations. And so far since opening, they've collected $11,000. That made it possible for us to drill a well, as just as a casual way of you donating in small amounts to help make that happen. The Well sells water through a company called Humankind. This particular water, 100% of what is given through this company is donated to clean water. And so, yes, Meadowbrook does get a profit in regard to this. However, what we pay for this, all that we pay for it goes to clean water. And so, if you buy one bottle of clean water, you supply 100 days of clean water for one person. Pretty awesome, pretty awesome. So when you buy a $2 bottle of water, you are then providing 100 days. I contacted the company and wanted to know what that meant, because our teas, our lemonades in the bottles, and our soft drink in the bottles, all of that also has some impact. And so altogether in the past year, this one bottle would actually, for 100 days, I said, how many gallons would that be? And it would actually come out to about 700 gallons of water, clean water, that one bottle of water that you purchase will help make a difference. So as a result, we have given 1,263,800 gallons of clean water to third world countries through our Well ministry. Isn't that cool? I just thought that is just such an awesome thing that we could be able to help make that difference. Our food pantry has given away 174,500 pounds of food. And in missions in Guatemala, we gave an additional 10,000 pounds of food to needy families there in Guatemala. Our benevolence fund gave away nearly $59,000 to families in need or crisis. Your tithes and offering reached a highest that we've reached, $3.3 million, equipping us to do all of this and more. Because of you, we are grateful. Because of you, we have been able to supply emotionally to those within our fellowship. We are ministering at times of need to our congregation on many levels. There's a number of those ministries. Stephen Ministry, on one care ministry, Walk with People in Crisis. Grief Share, divorce care for kids, and Cancer Hope are all support ministries to strengthen emotional stability. Our professional counseling ministry through the Wellness Care has had 705 client sessions and continues to grow. Because of you, we have been able to offer care to our congregation and our community. Mentally, there are a host of ways to expand our thoughts, as we believe that changing the way you think is all part of the transformational life of a believer. We offer a variety of opportunities to strengthen our journey. Over 852 people, individuals, different people, have been involved in a group or a class during the past year. Some of those group classes were short-term, some of them longer-term. 574 families are now accessing Right Now Media as a source of help in their homes. Right Now Media, if you're not aware of that, if you send us an email to just to the church, I won't get it complicated, we'll forward it to the department that does it. They send you an invitation to join Right Now Media. We as a church pay for that. Right Now Media has thousands of videos, Bible studies, all kinds of things for children, adults, all levels. And so we offer that to you for free. And so we pay a subscription to that. And if you send an email to us, we will email to you the invitation, and you can be able to make sure your family or individual has access to that. It's called Right Now Media, as you see right there. And just let us know. You will be amazed at how many resources you can be able to have. How many of you here in this service have subscribed and have that? Okay, so those that are around you, hold your hand just a minute. So those that are around you, if you look to those people, if you have a question, they can help you. Okay, thank you. They'll say, I don't know, just do what he said. So, Meadowbrook Christian School, this is pretty exciting for us as well, as we would be able to see. Has experienced a record enrollment of 417 students this past year from 6 counties and 19 school districts. We're so proud of Meadowbrook as is the only Christian school accredited within a 60-mile radius, and their students are scoring more than 200 points above national norms. Thank you. They're doing a great job. Because of you, we've been able to offer these opportunities. Spiritually, because of you, we're part of a transforming lives for eternity spiritually. This past, I want to share with you, this is a compilation. Our media team put this together for us as well. I think you'll be blessed and encouraged as a result.
Realize that even in my darkest times, I wasn't alone. Jesus was there for me.
I hope people see Jesus in me, that they see the light.
Now I have Jesus in my life, and I'm much better. I'm much happier.
I really want to make that public statement that God is my Savior and that I am His.
How can I become more Christ-like? How can I become more of a Raven fan?
To tell everyone that I've changed and I'm a different person than who I was back then.
I could feel the love in the room, and it was just, I felt God's presence, and I haven't been the same since.
And that's why I'm here today. I wanted people to see that light in me. I want to grow and become one with the Lord.
He helped me survive during those times, and I don't want to survive anymore. I just want to thrive.
I want to be baptized because I want to express my faith through Jesus. And I want to spread the word of God.
I've been lost and I found. I guess they say that a lot. I'm here now, and God is in my heart totally, and I'm giving myself to Him.
I'm no longer the person that I was. That person is gone. That person is dead. And me being baptized shows the new Isaac that's around.
I want to follow Jesus in our ways and tell other people about Jesus and know God more.
I'm so happy now that, my best friend is God Almighty, and it's just changed my life dramatically in that respect.
I want to show that I'm a Christian, and I want to share
Jesus and his gospel with other people.
My life is going to be different than it was before. I want to make my faith a priority.
I want to get baptized so that I can live out the rest of my life to serve him.
I couldn't be more thankful to have God in my life. I mean, he's really changed me and changed my life for the better.
I want to get baptized so I could spread the word, knowing he's with me, like right beside me. I can do that easier.
You know, I am God's child, and he still loves me no matter what I go through, what I've been through. He's always there no matter what.
I started digging deeper and challenging my faith. That just felt like a change.
I have relied on God so much this year. My faith has grown tremendously. He's my go-to.
Baptism is significant to me just because it's proclaiming my love and my commitment to Christ.
As long as I keep my faith and trust in God, I feel confident that every day is a blessing.
We thought that would be an exciting way to be able to share with you how God has been working in individual lives. This year, we saw an average attendance on campus of 1,562 people on each Sunday, giving us the opportunity, amen, giving us the opportunity to reach each one with a saving message of Christ and an opportunity for discipleship. There were 724 first-time decisions for Christ over the past year. We praise God. Of those, 288 were local, 436 were international, so pretty awesome. Our youth ministry and children's ministry is developing our next generation in discipleship and spiritual growth. Our youth reached, and this is in different individuals who have walked through our doors, so over the past year, not necessarily the average, but 414 different teens who came through our doors this year, and 984 different children who came through our doors during the past year. Pretty awesome. Great. They average about children about 250 each week. But that is accumulation of how many have been touched by ministry during this year. And our website has reached 50 states and 113 countries. So that's pretty amazing. So when you look at that, you think, wow, like there are contacts all over the world who actually know about Christ Wesleyan in Milton. We also know that our Spanish ministries continue to reach our immediate Spanish population as well as a Bible study in Williamsport. Pastor Emer is kind of doing like a church plant. He's meeting with a Bible study on a regular basis, providing their spiritual leadership. We also, Pastor Emer is also expanding his presence in the district and the internet radio around the world. He has started his own internet radio. So it's pretty amazing. You can kind of say something. He is so proud and so excited about that opportunity. He's already had somebody pray to receive Christ on that internet radio. And so that's already the excitement that he has. So as we understand, because of you, we are expanding the population of heaven. Relationally, our heart is to care for people whenever there is a need before us. This past year, our relational care office extended care to 325 people. Those would be the people that we have reached and tried to care for. And it could have been through hospitalizations, cancer treatment, grief and hospice, nursing care, homebound, and each of those, hospice, each of those has been part of that. Embrace Your Journey is also a ministry that we provide that helps those who are caring for another person. And so if you are a part of Embrace Your Journey, you're in kind of care and for someone, maybe in your family or whatever, and you just need that kind of support. Well, that's a new ministry, and it's continuing to help be a support for a group, a support group for caregivers. Our marriage ministry, we have a number of things in our marriage ministry. We have a premarital class that goes. We have a Mr. and Mrs. class. And then we have mentoring that happens for a year that they'll work with a couple. So far, we have worked with 103 couples over this time to get healthier marriages. Isn't that exciting? I think that's a wonderful thing. So, as a result, because of you, we're able to provide support and care for hundreds in particular times of their lives. As we walk into the future, we ask for your prayers. Pray that God will give us wisdom as we seek to reach more people with a life-changing message of Jesus. It's our desire to have a greater presence in additional local communities. And we're asking God for wisdom in this endeavor. How do we do this? And what should we be doing? And how should that be a part of that? We're seeking to make decisions for our future building expansions and renovations. We've kind of been on hold because we've been trying to figure out where does God want to have us in the next 10 years as far as a building, and how should that be? And should we continue to tear down chairs every week, or should there be a next step that would be a part of that? It's our desire to, we are seeking to make those decisions about those future building and expansion. We need God's wisdom as we seek to be a ministry with a future vision. It's also our desire to be wise in the ways that we minister. For 37 years, Sharon and I have counted it an honor to serve you as your lead pastor and wife. We could not ask for a more supportive congregation or a supportive team with which to work. Your prayers, words of encouragement, cards, gifts, and many acknowledgments are valued more than words could tell. Thank you for the privilege of serving each of you. Because of you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you.